Joined by Clay Milliken, our top fuel champion here at Chicago at Route 66 Raceway. Clay is the driver of the Great Clips Parts Plus Top Fuel Dragster. This is his second victory in a row. He won the race in Topeka. It's his third career victory. And once again, smiles all around from not only your crew, but a lot of fans down there. Very willing to greet you, man. They love seeing you win.
It's really crazy. You know, it took me 19 years to get that first one, and then less than a year to get the second one, and less than 2 weeks to get the third. I like this trend. I like what's happening here. But as I was saying, you know, out with all the crowd out there a while ago, this place is really special. You know, I got my first Top Fuel experience in competition on this racetrack in 1998. I was the very first car to pull out on this facility. Promptly there, shortly after, did a reverse burnout, got to meet Buster Couch live in person, one-on-one. He was the official NHRA starter back then, and that was not my most favorite conversation I ever had with Buster Couch. He's like, I don't know what you did before you got your Top Fuel license, but you might think about going back to it. Because he did not like me doing a reverse burnout. But it was such a crazy, crazy thing, you know, to win here. I've been in the final here once before. I lost to Tony. Peter Lehman was here. Peter Lehman's who gave me my start. He's the one that took me from forklift driver to Top Fuel driver. And it was pretty cool to have Peter here to watch us win. This place is special. I mean, it just is, you know. I mean, when I first did this, my goal was just to drive one of these things. I never thought about winning, to be honest with you. I just wanted to see what it was like to drive one. And Peter Lehman gave me that opportunity, and it's crazy. Crazy, crazy for me to win at this track 20 years later.
This feels in some respects almost like a dam break for you guys. You know, you get the one last year and you kind of prove that you can win, but to do it back to back, coming into this four in a row, it sets the stage for some really important stuff.
It really does. And I mean, it is 100% the Parts Plus team did it. I was horrible on the Christmas tree all day, actually all weekend, but you know, they gave me such a good car. You know, pretty much didn't matter how bad I was on the starting line, as long as I didn't run into something. And I almost tried to screw that up in the semis there, because I packed the parachutes and the chute fell out, you know. So that wasn't maybe necessarily my best weekend, but it was certainly pretty cool to have the team pull together and just keep turning those wind lights on. And man, oh man, it's crazy. I have the greatest team in drag racing right now. We're the quickest team. And Don Prudhomme said this to Mike Clover, who was my crew chief during my IHRA days: you're only as good as your last time slip. So when I left Topeka, I was good as my last time slip, and that time slip was a win. I come to Chicago, I'm leaving here with a time slip that's a win. So life's good. Life's good.
What are you feeling right now? I mean, you know, back to back after all those years of coming so close.
You know what I really feel, and this is being totally honest, I am so happy for everybody that works on this car. I mean, they do such a wonderful job, and I'm also very, very happy that I won a race with Parts Plus being gigantic on the car. They've been a part of my career for the last 7 years, I believe it is, and we won Bristol. They've always been on the car, but the vice president of the company is a guy named Steve Tucker. He wasn't at Bristol. He wasn't at Topeka. And he was, you know, he told me that after we won Topeka, he's like, I'm beginning to wonder if I need to come to a race, you know. And he was here today, and I made it through Topeka without crying. You know, Bristol was obviously a very emotional win for me. And I made it through all that down there till Tucker got out of the car. And this guy is probably 6'5", 320. He's a big man. He is a big man. And he was just a ballin'. So I started
kiss
crying again.
On both cheeks.
Yes, kiss me on both cheeks. He's a big man. You're not going to keep him from kissing you, I promise you. And so I did shed a tear with him down there. And then I girled up and did it again with Peter Lehman right down here on the starting line. It's just cool. That's what I'm feeling. Happy for everybody that's been a part of this thing. It's a lot of people for a lot of years have supported me for that 20 years. It's crazy. A lot of the same folks.
How about the run with
I don't even – I know we didn't run fast. I know the car was spinning. I think it put a couple holes out. And I probably will get a call from an Australian tomorrow might be my crew chief, because they were yelling at me on the radio, stop, because they knew we had it won. And that right foot, she never let off the gas pedal till it crossed the finish line. They were yelling at me. They knew we had it won. So I guess Leah must have smoked the tires. I don't know. Hadn't seen a time slip, but it was the win. It was a win, you know, and I hope I didn't hurt it, because I'll hear even more about it, because we are a very small team with very limited budget. But it was pretty cool to win. And, you know, Leah's going to kick my butt here. I mean, that's two finals we've won racing her. It's fun racing that team. Their clutch guy, Sterling, Dates, my hospitality lady, Diana Hurst. And so there's always a little fun, you know, ribbon going back and forth. Diana's been with me since I've had Parts Plus, and her and Sterling have dated a long time. So there's a lot of poking, you know, between all that. So it's kind of fun, you know. Obviously, I want to win. So I can make fun of Sterling, and Diana certainly does.
Clay, that's not the typical hat winners.
No, you know what? This is really cool for me. This, you know, it's my 20th year. It's this track's 20th year, and so they handed me that, and a couple of fans tried to grab it. And to be honest, I love those yellow hats, but this is a pretty cool hat because, again, it says right on there, 1998 to 2018. That's the same as me, 98 to 2018. Although I wish I was only 20 years old. I'm a long way from that. That's why I'm sitting here leaning against this wall, you know. But, man, oh, man, crazy 20 years, but it's a pretty cool hat. That's going in the trophy case. And I'm not a flat bill guy, but I don't want to mess the hat up.
Clay, you talked about you just wanted to see if you could drive these cars. Mm-hmm. Now you must come to a race weekend wanting to win with a real shot.
Well, I told every interview I did this past 2 weeks, and I'm going to back up a little bit. When we won Bristol, we had to do a back-to-back, and I felt like I didn't get to enjoy it as much as maybe I could have, being that was my first win. We had to go straight to Norwalk. So we had 2 weeks, and I told everybody, I said, we're going to win Chicago. You know, I said, I just felt it. I mean, my confidence was that high in what, you know, David Grubnick and Mac are doing and what these kids are doing. I hate to say I caught my shot, but I really, really did. You know, I just felt like we were going to win. I mean, it was just a good feeling that when you got a car that runs like this, and, you know, like I say, there was a little bit of craziness. If you look at second round, that was wild. You know, getting shut off on the starting line at the point we're about to turn the pre-stage beam on. Car was really hot and sounded awful when we cranked it back up. I talked to Scott at the far end. I'm like, "Does your car sound bad?" He's like, "Yeah, it sounds just like an A-fuel car." You know, neither one of them were happy, but, you know, it's nobody's fault. I mean, those things happen. And I did see that car down there. I thought, wow, we're going to do a burnout, and there's still a car down there. But normally the cars here, you know, the NHRA Safety Safari does such a good job getting them off the racetrack. I'm assuming the clutch locked up or something. But so second round was crazy, and I don't even know what your question was now.
It was how you feel coming into a weekend now, confident that you're
you
can contend for a win.
I really do. I mean, our goal to start the season was to be in the top five when they reset the points. Robert Height, who won today, you know, has shown us you can win from the 10th spot. But, boy, it sure is easier the closer you are when they reset the points. And so our goal has always been to be in the top five. What are we, halfway through the regular season?
You're now second.
And we're second. So, you know, we got to maintain going rounds. I mean, obviously we want to keep winning, and that's the game plan. And it's easy to stay in the top five if you do that. But, you know, got to turn those wind lights on. We want to be in the top five when they reset the points. And as Grubby says, and I can't do an Australian accent, last six race, we'll cut her loose. You know, we're, like I say, we're a small team, limited parts, but last six races, we'll cut her loose.
Thank you, Clay. One last fact to add. With this win, Clay's third, he actually ties his crew chief, David Grubnick, for top field victories.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's awesome. That has been a fun thing between he and I. We eclipsed the things we talked about. You know, his quickest DT. It took us a little bit, but not a real long time, when Grubby became crew chief, for us to beat his quickest DT. His mile an hour stayed out there for a while. You know, he typically doesn't run big speed, and this is a guy that went 335 mile an hour at Phoenix and was the fastest at that time. But anyway, so it took us a little while to do that. And the other thing that's really cool, his first win was Topeka. So, and we won Topeka, so that was pretty cool. But I didn't realize that, so we're now tied on that. So he'll be glad when we break all of his records from driving, because I promise you, he loves his job as a crew chief. He tells people all the time, I should have done this 3 or 4 years sooner than I did. I think it's pretty evident he's one of the smartest guys in the pit area right now.
Thank you, Clay. Congratulations.
Thank you.